are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about obsessive compulsive behaviors. Do you have a secret compulsive behavior? We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what's the big deal if I have a compulsive behavior?
Well, most compulsive behaviors are not a big problem, but it always depends on context.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean context? Meaning, aren't they good or bad? How about an example or two?
Okay. My mother, who lives with us, she's very sweet, but very compulsive. When we ask her to do something, she compulsively says, just a minute, and does something else. So if she's walking out of the room and say, let's go, and she's, oh, just a minute, and she'll look at this magazine article that she's been laying there for a month and she hasn't touched or something like that.
Right.
So, you know, normally it's not a big problem, but if I went to her and said, Mom, the house is on fire, she would say, just a minute. You know, and if the house really was on fire, we'd have to either drag or carry her out.
Exactly.
So normally this compulsion isn't a problem, but again, it's based on context.
Okay.
You know, and
By the way, she's little enough to carry her out.
She is. You know, the other thing, you know, and we were just kind of laughing about this earlier, but one of the things we noticed is that she's, you know, when she goes in the bathroom, she's there for a long time. And when we first went to get her after my dad died,
We had to go to Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, we had to go to Minnesota. And we, you know, Patricia caught her in the airport bathroom cleaning it.
cleaning it up. It's like, what?
The floor. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, fingernails on a chalkboard.
To me, yes.
Her was just trying to be useful, trying to be a benefit. I think it's some sort of compulsion.
And also to be a good person and the hero.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And so when she's in our bathroom and she's cleaning it up and she's there for 15 minutes, it's normally not a problem. Now, if we have company.
Oh, that can be a problem because I will have to remind her there are other people in the house.
And it's you can't knock on the door because she can't really hear the knock.
Yeah, there is that one.
So you know, it's not normally a problem.
Right.
One time we went to a Mexican restaurant that had great food, but it was a little sketchy on the hygiene. Yeah. And, you know, she went into the bathroom and
was there quite a while.
Next day she had the flu. Well, you know,
and none of us had the flu.
I guarantee you she was cleaning stuff she wasn't supposed to.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like, she can't help herself.
Right.
And
that's compulsive.
It's not like we can reason it out with her or explain it or whatever. So,
No, she doesn't get it. I do have to say one thing. And by the way, this wasn't just a one-time thing. I've seen this over and over and over again. And for the most part, I am her primary caretaker. And, so I tried everything. I mean, I couldn't figure out what to do. And I finally said to her, if you don't stop cleaning public bathrooms, which is not your job, I'm going to tell your daughter. And she goes, what? And I said, because your daughter would totally not approve and you know it. And she went, oh, okay. So instead of reason. Yes.
I had to threaten her.
I feel bad.
Well, it's a manipulation. You know?
It was
a threat. It was a manipulation.
Yes.
But negative energy that underlies our compulsions.
Yes.
Doesn't respond to reason.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
One of the things I want to talk about is whether they're catchy. And, this was a big thing.
Wait a minute. What do you mean if they're catchy?
My dad was hugely compulsive.
Mm-hmm.
And when my dad died, that's when we went to get her and bring her back to live with us. And, you know, he, as we were cleaning up the house, he was a hoarder, which is a compulsion in itself.
Yes, it is.
And
can't throw anything away.
I remember we found a box of chocolates, you know, not like Forrest Gump, but a box of chocolates. And he was evaluating each of the chocolates, and he was an engineer, but he was evaluating.
He took
one.
A bite.
He took a bite.
And then he would analyze it.
And then sometimes he put the half-bitten chocolate back.
Back.
You know, and this box of chocolate was like, you know, it had to be more than a year old. So anyways,
yes.
Enough of that.
Yes. So Jason, let's quit talking about your family compulsions and let's talk about how compulsions can be problematic.
Well, let's give you some more examples. Okay. Compulsive eating.
Mm.
You know, if you're trying to lose weight, compulsive eating doesn't help you. Even if you're not trying to lose weight.
Exactly.
Compulsive sugary treats. You know, it's kind of on the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Compulsive neatness or cleaning.
Right.
People say, "Well, what's wrong with that?" Well, again, it depends on context.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
And this is a big one. Compulsive taking charge or controlling.
Ooh,
that's a huge one. I remember, this was long before I started doing the clearing, but I was part of this ropes course with it was a men's group, and one of the things that we had to do was, as a group, we had to silently determine
silently is that what you,
okay. Yes, without words,
okay,
to determine who was going to lead, and then find a way to get one person over the top of this really high bar.
Okay.
Silently. So, you know, it required intuition and
teamwork.
And first thing we were supposed to do is choose a leader. Well, there's a couple of men in the group that I was really impressed with. They were strong. They were knowledgeable. They were perfect leaders. But the guy that we chose was this guy who basically had a little tantrum.
And so that's how he got to be the leader.
That's how he got to be the leader.
Oh, I would call that being manipulative.
Yes.
Okay.
So talk about taking charge of controlling. If I was his his mate, it would have been very problematic. So another example is the need for comfort.
Mm. Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
Well, I have to meditate before I leave the house in the morning, or I have to do something for myself. I have to eat a certain food. I have to, if I don't get enough sleep, you know, I have, you know, anything that you do that makes sure that you have a certain level of comfort before you do something else. I have to do this before I do that. And that can be very problematic.
Okay.
Oh, here's a big one.
Okay.
The need to be right or righteous.
Huh. I have no idea what he means by that one.
We have all sorts of clients who struggle with their spouse who always have to be right.
Right.
So
yeah, that's
it true. It cuts off communication. It creates a barrier.
Well, and there's another one here that's really big that I've seen in so many relationships. And that one is competition. You know, the compulsive competition between mates and the compulsion to be or do competition between people that you work with.
You know, a lot of people don't see it as competition. They see it as anger or inability to get along or stuff like that. But a lot of times it's because of competition.
Yeah.
You know, I want to win.
Yes.
I want to win this relationship, whatever. And it creates all sorts of problems.
Exactly.
Oh, here's a big one.
Okay.
Compulsive flirting or getting attention.
Hmm.
You know, and, you know, if you're in a relationship where your partner or significant other is compulsively flirting, it does not help create closeness in the relationship.
Well, and the other thing is that the one that's doing the compulsive flirting doesn't necessarily mean that they're trying to get the other one or whoever into...
trying to betray the other one.
Not at all. It's their neediness.
For attention.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Here's another one, compulsive talking.
I have no idea what he means by that.
OMG, you know, there are people that when they're anxious or nervous,
right,
they just talk, and it gets in the way.
And I need to say that I wouldn't say I did it all the time, but maybe I did. But it wasn't until after I started doing the clearing that I actually saw my compulsive need to talk.
Yes.
And by the way, I never helped myself at all in any situation that I can remember by compulsively talking.
So, you know, compulsions at the root, this is the biggest.
Okay.
Are usually fear energy and should always be cleared.
Yeah.
Compulsions always have an emotion that underlies them and sometimes multiple emotions.
Of course.
Everyone has fear energy and it always helps to clear. Now, sometimes it could be anger. Sometimes it could be unworthiness. Sometimes it could be shame, which is a form of unworthiness.
Yes.
You know.
And all of it is fear.
Fear.
Fear that somebody's going to be better than me.
Or I'm going to lose something, or I'm not going to, I'm going to be blamed, or I'm going to get
fear.
Yes.
Fear, fear, fear. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Compulsions take away objective choice and can be toxic.
Oh, yeah.
Compulsions are based, compulsions are bad based on context, where in one situation they can be good, but in another case situation they can be bad.
Okay.
And compulsions are energies that at the root is fear. So clear fear to reduce them.
Right.
The ecosystem approach is a natural way to reduce and eliminate compulsions. You know, if you go to a doctor, they'll give you a prescription. No need for medication with the ecosystem approach.
I love that. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about practical ways to work with our own compulsions and with people who are close to us. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And we're talking about practical ways to work with our own compulsions and with people who are close to us who have compulsions. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, do you remember the TV show called The Closer?
Yeah.
Okay. It starred Kara Sedgwick, and she was often seen with a private compulsion. She was seen doing a private compulsion. You know, she would sneak a piece of chocolate, and she never did it in front of anyone. Is that a compulsion, or what's wrong with that behavior?
Well, nothing, obviously.
Or maybe somebody who doesn't want to share.
Well, no, it wasn't that at all.
Oh, okay.
You know, and if you remember the show,
for
those of you who haven't seen it, she was gorgeous. She is gorgeous, and she was very thin. So it wasn't a problem with
overeating,
but she was very embarrassed about showing that to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it was a need for control.
Right.
There was an underlying fear, because I see it because, you know, her character was developed over many, many seasons. And, you know, we loved the show and we saw it all the time.
Right.
So we understood her character, but it was based on this need to control and this anxiety about being perfect.
Right.
Very, very deep compulsive behavior. And, you know, eating the piece of chocolate wasn't the issue, but it was the underlying behavior that was, the issue.
The underlying behavior of fear.
Yes. Fear, okay. Need to control,
right.
Need to be perfect.
Right.
You know,
okay.
And, having anxiety about being perfect.
Right. Right. Right.
The reverse of compulsive behavior is consciousness. And consciousness is the ability to decide, change behavior based on objectivity and choice. And with compulsions, there are no choices.
Right.
So if in The Closer, if Kyra was more conscious, she would say, I'm going to have a piece of chocolate in front of everybody. But
I'm not sharing it.
I'm not sharing it, or I am sharing it. You know, whatever it is, doesn't matter. She would have chosen that,
right?
You know, but she couldn't. And obviously, that's not an issue. The compulsion is not the issue. It's the underlying motivation. And what we're trying to help you with and to understand is that with the ecosystem approach, we're trying to bring you to a place what we call consciousness,
right?
Which is a form of not having to behave any certain way, but choosing to behave a certain way.
Well, okay. And you know what? This just brought up something which you and I haven't discussed. But when I was a kid in my household, there were no food rules or restrictions whatsoever. And so my mother would get up at, after dinner, but usually about 8 or 9 o'clock, and get this, fudge. Or first thing I ever learned to make was caramels, homemade caramels. And by the way, everyone goes, oh yeah, but here's the deal. She did it compulsively, and she always ate something sweet after dinner. She always, she was always doing something to that effect. And my point being that she was compulsive about it.
And what was the underlying?
She taught it to us.
Yes. Yes. Which is based on this idea that compulsions can be catchy.
Exactly.
You know, my dad was compulsive. You talked about my mom earlier. My dad was very compulsive. And it's not that my mother and dad had the same compulsions.
No, but the energy was the same.
Yes, they both had fears, insecurities, right. Anxieties right. that both of them kind of caught from each other, and they developed over the years.
Well, and that's what made me think about my mom making a plate of fudge at, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And it was okay for everyone to eat it.
So knowing what you know now, what were the underlying emotions for her?
My mother's underlying emotions were anxiety. She had this anxiety about sleeping or being in a house alone, even though she was never in the house alone, but it was the anxiety. So she used the chocolate, the caffeine, to stay awake.
You know, I have another story, and this just happened. I was working with a client who got mad, upset with her partner because he went to a party and his phone was out of battery and she couldn't get a hold of him. And what had happened is they had both gone to gone out, and they had dinner, and they went to a party, and she had a little bit too much to drink. So she went home because she wasn't feeling well. Well, she got anxious and wanted to call him. And when she couldn't get a hold of him because his phone was dead, she got really upset.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it. And because she had been working with us for so long, you know, she could see as we were clearing that this was a compulsive neediness was the underlying emotion. And as well as maybe a fear of being alone and, you know,
a few other things.
So, so, but it came out at the time as a form of frustration, anger, bitchiness. She didn't tell me that, but I kind of knew that. So, you know, it just, those are the things we don't see. And we don't, she probably didn't even see it as a compulsion, but the compulsion was the neediness.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question then. How do you figure out what motivates your secret compulsions or your compulsions? How do you figure that out, Jason?
Well, you don't figure it out. The truth is the way you do it is you start clearing. Mm-hmm. And then you start clearing, you start to uncover those compulsions and the emotions that, motivate them, that drive them. And if you start with just clearing fear, you'll get to most of the others.
Right.
You know, fear, shame, unworthiness are underlying most of them, you know, and then you have top ones, which are like anger and need to be perfect and fear of being blamed or need to blame, whatever.
Okay. So, how do compulsions take away our free will and choice?
You know, we're put on this earth to live with free will.
Okay.
We're supposed to be free. We're supposed to, as human beings, make conscious choices about how we want to live our life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a political thing. This is based on the way we're designed.
Mm-hmm.
But these compulsions keep us from living our life in the way we choose.
Oh,
we want to lose weight. Well, if we have compulsive eating, we want to have more money. Compulsive spending doesn't, you know, sabotages that. We want to have deeper, more intimate relationships. Well, compulsive blaming, needing to control,
bitchiness,
anger,
nitpicking,
it gets in the way.
I have
that.
No idea what any of this is, by the way. Okay, so let me ask a big question here. What's the difference between habits and compulsions? Many people, when I say, oh, that's a compulsion, when I'm working with someone, they'll say, no, it's just a habit.
Well,
explain that one.
You know, if we make the bed, I'm using the word we in a very
really
loose
term.
Yes. You know, full disclosure, I never make the bed. Okay. But, when I was in the Army, I made the bed all the time and I did a great job and I was past inspection. You know, I can do it. But so when we make the bed, if it's a habit, there's nothing wrong with that. But maybe we're so busy that
it just didn't happen that day.
Just didn't happen that way. That's a good habit that didn't happen, that we chose that not to, that was a habit because we habitually, meaning Patricia, makes the bed every day.
Yes.
But if we have to do it, then it becomes a compulsion.
Right.
And that's the difference. And often, you know, it gets really fuzzy about what you have to do and what's really a habit. For example, if you have to be somewhere at a certain time and you have to get out of the house by 9 a.m. and the bed's not made, and you go back and take 10 minutes to make the bed because, you know.
That'll make me crazy when I come home if I see that.
Exactly. And you're late. I mean, did you make that choice or was that a compulsion that forced you into that choice?
Well, I have another example. I have been told that I compulsively brush my teeth. And I was actually told by a hygienist, you brush your teeth way too much. Well, when I was a kid, their dental hygiene wasn't high on the list. And so, but when I figured out how great it felt to have your mouth clean, it became what I thought was a habit. But what I realized was that the toothpaste I was using was creating a compulsion because I used a sugar toothpaste, which of course that's what was there. There was nothing that was good at the time. And my blood sugar would drop. And so I'd go back and brush my teeth. And that was a compulsion. And it was a sugar compulsion, but it took me years to figure it out.
Well, and you figured it out with clearing.
I did.
You know,
I did.
A lot of people seek to justify compulsions as good habits, perfectionism. That's a big one. Oh, yeah. Or being on time, you know, and there's nothing wrong with those.
No.
But if you don't have any control over them, they can be a problem.
Right.
Even the quote unquote workaholics. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that? I mean, it's in a way in this society, being a workaholic, it kind of serves you.
Right.
But a lot of times workaholics, as people who know workaholics, they compulsively work over having relationships, or they don't show up for the people in their life when they need them they're working.
I was going to say, and they work because they are afraid they're not good enough. They have to prove themselves.
Yes.
It's a really big deal. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The reverse of compulsions is consciousness, which allows for objective choice. Mm-hmm. Secret compulsions represent negative emotions that can affect you in a negative way. Mm-hmm. Hidden compulsions can be even more difficult, and the answer is clearing with the ecosystem approach. Mm-hmm. And compulsions take away our free will and choice about how we live our life.
And we have the right to free will. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to teach you how to overcome your compulsions that interfere with your freedom to have a life you choose. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
That moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Here with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to teach you how to overcome your compulsions that interfere with your freedom to have a life you choose. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what do you mean by compulsions that interfere with your freedom to live your life?
Here's some examples.
Okay.
The need to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, criticizing your family, criticizing yourself, interferes with closeness, the types of relationships that you want. It probably interferes with you at work, just getting, being productive.
Okay.
The compulsive need to control. Mm-hmm. That's a biggie. It's same things. It interferes with relationships. You know, one thing that's not on here, I'm just going to add it to the list real quick, but
okay.
A compulsive, there are a lot of sexual compulsions.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That are in secret. Mm-hmm. People compulsively have a need to have an affair.
Yeah.
That's a need for attention. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's sexual compulsions that they can share with someone else, but they don't want to share with
their partners.
Their partners, mm-hmm. You know. The compulsive need, here's a big one.
Okay.
For anger and rage.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This idea of anger management. Well, the truth is you don't manage anger. What you do is you clear the underlying anger.
Right.
That builds up and builds up, and pretty soon you have this compulsion to blow up in
yeah.
rage. You know,
yeah.
it can be cleared. It takes a while.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, I saw my stepfather be compulsively anger and be angry and rageful, but that was his need to control.
Yes.
It was, in other words, it was his action of the need to control.
And you start clearing with the ecosystem approach. Mm-hmm. You know, whether this applies to you or applies in a different way,
yeah,
will be revealed. It's not for us to determine.
Right.
But that's what's so neat about the ecosystem approach. I'm just going off on a tangent here, but it's really important, is that you don't need a therapist to tell you what's trying to help you understand these things. Sometimes you do. I shouldn't say that. I mean, therapy can be really valuable for a lot of people, mm-hmm. but the ecosystem approach helps you do it yourself.
And the other thing about the ecosystem approach is that there are, I'm not going to say instant results, but man, those results, those positive results, they show up and I guarantee you, they will surprise you.
Yes.
It's like, oh my gosh, I didn't have to do blah, 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 that kind of thing.
Even if you figure out a compulsion,
right,
that doesn't change it. You have to get the energy.
The energy of fear and hurt,
yes.
and all of those things.
And
guilt,
remove
shame,
it, yes.
And remove it. And that's what the ecosystem approach does.
You know, the compulsive to be of service.
Hmm.
You know, my mom's a good example of that.
She
you
is.
Know, a couple times, you know, Patricia is gone for a day or so. She has to, you know, she's gone with her daughter or whatever. And my mom tries to take over. And she tries to support me. But her neediness to support me almost always gets in the way.
Right. And I have to tell you how many times, in fact, almost every time that I've gone off and done something, you know, that's, you know, not normal, I'll get a text. When are you coming home?
You know, it's and, you know, she'll ask me for something like, well, do you want a glass of water? Sure. Mom, I'll have a glass of water. I'm working on something. I'm busy or whatever.
Right.
And then, you know. Do you want a big glass or a little glass? Do you want do you want it full to the top or a little? You know, can I bring it to you now? Or you want it 15 minutes from now?
Well,
just bring me a glass of water.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is that she also one of her compulsions is also she ruminates.
Yes.
And if anybody doesn't know what that is she wants to discuss everything.
Yeah.
And
oh, I forgot that. Oh, that's so funny. You know, I remember a lot. You know, a week ago I forgot that too, and it was so funny. Mom, I need to get this done.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. But what about, you know, that kind of stuff? Yes. So
rumination is a compulsion too.
It truly is. So anything else, Jason?
Compulsively being defensive.
Okay.
Oh, this is a big one. Taking
yeah.
things personally.
Mm, that might be one of the biggest ones I've ever seen that people do not understand.
If you, if someone says something to you and it hurts your feelings
mm-hmm.
every single time, whether it's meant to or not, whether it's not phrased in a certain way. Typically, right. People that take compulsively take things personally or are on the defensive, it doesn't matter how you say it to them. Yeah. They're going to, it's going to, they can't help itself. They have to take it in a way that's bad or rehear it in a way that's bad for them.
Well, and when people take things personally, what happens is the free will is lost. And what I'm talking about is when you take it personal, then you pull in the energies of fear and hurt and guilt and shame and all of these things. And so you're dealing with those energies as opposed to whatever the situation is.
It's a form of compulsive shame also.
Yes,
where
yes.
You have to see things in the worst possible way for you.
Right.
And
right.
What people learn from that is that they don't want to talk to you.
Exactly.
Because, you know, they're going to hurt your feelings, so they just rather not say anything.
Well, and there's one more major one we really haven't talked about, and it's compulsive spending.
Yes.
That is, I know several that have this energy. And they struggle to let it go because it makes them feel so good.
You know, shopping therapy is not really a thing.
No.
It doesn't give you therapy. And
right.
And there's usually underlying neediness mm-hmm. to make yourself feel good, to make mm-hmm. other people feel good.
Or to be a hero and buy things for other people.
You know, a great story about a compulsion that interferes with our freedom is that Patricia and I, this is about us, but we moved to this rural area. There's a major town that's about 40 minutes away, and we go there once a week. We go into the city every once a week for shopping, and we do all of our doctor's appointments there. And it's not that we're sick, but we're always doing these follow up appointments or checkups or wellness activities,
stuff,
chiropractic things, that sort of thing. So. But we're really well organized. We just get it done. We do, we get it done.
Right.
But what we both noticed is that when we do it, there's a anxiety that is compulsive with both of us.
Exactly.
Trying to get it all done. And we've been clearing this and clearing this and clearing this, and it's hard to get to.
Right.
But when we clear it, we go, we get it. We're really productive, but we have fun doing it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, and the part that, when we don't use our free will, I guarantee you, you're not having fun.
Yes.
And I'm not saying you have to have fun and everything. That's not what I mean. But man, there's nothing better in this lifetime than being able to laugh and enjoy your day.
And by the way, anxiety sounds, the underlying emotion may be anxiety, but it comes out as irritability, bitchiness.
I don't know what he's talking
frustration,
about.
Frustration, flash of anger.
Exactly. And it doesn't serve anything because it actually gets in your way of being, we'll use the word, efficient.
Yes.
And getting things done and actually having fun. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Compulsive behaviors can be obnoxious and keep you from closeness.
Yes.
Compulsive behaviors keep you from acting in a way that you choose.
Mm-hmm.
The key to having the life you want is by removing compulsive behaviors.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach is a natural way to remove those negative emotions that create those compulsive behaviors.
Okay. So, Jason, for those in the audience who either don't know how to do the energy work that we do, and we call it the clearing, I would like for you to describe how we do it. And for those of you who already know, just follow along.
So we're going to help you start to clear some of those underlying emotions for compulsive behaviors and mm-hmm. some of the framework around it. So here's what you do. You can be sitting, you can be standing. You don't have to be in a special posture. And it's basically about your intention and using your mind's eye, your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say, and to eliminate, just gather up what we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, a specific emotion, gather that all up in your body and blow it out into a trash can. Now, if there's no trash can around, blow it into an imaginary trash can.
Right.
And if you're in office, that doesn't mean you have to stick your head down the trash can. Just kind of have your intention to put it in that trash can.
Exactly.
We'll empty the trash can for you. It's don't worry about that. Then we go on to the next emotion.
Okay. And then after we do that, then we activate life force energy, and life force energy is the most powerful healing energy that any of us in this on this earth have access to. And what we do is we call upon it, we activate it, and then we pull it in through the top of our head, let it go all the way down our body and down our arms as well, and to the tips of our toes. I stop it at the tips of my toes. I want to turn it around and I want it to push out, or we blow out any negative energy that's left over. So with all of that said, stay tuned when we come back. We're going to actually start to remove the emotions that create compulsive behaviors. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.sharonmartinmd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to actually start to remove the emotions that create compulsive behaviors. Jason, ready to go?
Here we go. So, and before we start, I just want to let you know that if you don't think this applies to you, you can clear it anyways. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to cause any sort of problem. So mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the fears and worries and anxieties that are underlying my compulsions. So gather up all those fears, worries, and anxieties.
Take a breath.
And blow them into that trash can.
And I also want to say, even if something does apply to you, but you also know someone that you love, it applies to them. You know what? Clear it for them.
Imagine in their mind's eye. Imagine them in your mind's eye and gather up in their body and blow it into the trash can with you.
Exactly. So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all my compulsions that I don't really control. Take a breath.
Gather up those veils and illusions.
And blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see how the emotions that motivate my compulsions hurt me.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see how my compulsions take away from my freedom and my free will. Take a breath. Blow it out. You know what?
Let's take an extra breath on that one. That one's really, really, really big. From the tips of your toes, take a breath. All the way out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my compulsions keep me from having the life that I want.
Hmm. Wow.
Gather up those veils and illusions.
And to eliminate the anger and rage that I cannot control that creates compulsive behaviors. Take a breath. And to eliminate the fear that causes that anger and rage in some way, shape, or form. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate any neediness, shame, or unworthiness that creates compulsive behavior.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my compulsive behaviors that I may be denying. I have no idea what that is. Take a nice breath, everyone. And blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers to being conscious so that I can have objective choice in my life.
I love that one. Take a breath. And to eliminate any neediness I have that creates compulsive behaviors that I cannot control. Take a breath. One of those would be what? Eating. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have that wants to overlook my compulsions and stay stuck.
Good one.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that overcoming my compulsions is the way to having the life that I want.
Love it.
Ta-da.
Take a breath.
Yes,
take a breath. Jason, should we activate some life force?
Let's do that.
All right. Go with me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Nice and easy. Pull it in through the top of your head. Take a breath. Let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes and blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence that I can clear away my compulsive behavior. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can see the benefit of living my life free from negative emotions that create all those compulsions that I have. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that a conscious life free from compulsions is the best for me. Take a breath. Easy on yourself here. Blow it out. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, be peaceful, mindful, and be able to have hope and clarity and objectivity, not only about my life, but about who I am, and be very comfortable with that. Take a nice, easy breath in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn that around. Any negative energies that is left over, just blow it out and put it in the trash can. Take a breath. Blow it out. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, this is a favorite of mine. It's mind versus heart, or facts versus intuition.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, some of this came from our political environment today. Mm-hmm. You know, this idea that what's a fact and what do you believe? Mm-hmm. And can you just say, oh, intuitively, I just don't believe that.
Right.
You know, what can you trust? What can't you trust? Mm. You know, as people that use intuition all the time, right. we're going to tell you the traps
okay.
where you think you're using intuition when it's actually, or you're getting information, but it's not good for you. It's not positive. It's
right.
not of value to you in your highest and best interest.
And one of the things we're going to talk about in that show that I know is how do I know that what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling is right?
Yes, intuitively.
Intuitively, exactly.
And is it always right? Is it, you know, everybody says trust your heart. Well, I don't, you know, spoiler alert,
okay.
You can't always trust your heart, and we're going to tell you how you know the difference.
Right. Well, and the other thing is I want to put a plug in for you and I. We're going to be taking over the Dr. Pat show. Am I correct?
On the 24th.
On December 24th at 11 a.m.
Pacific time.
Pacific time. And so for all of you who are listening today, mark your calendar on that one, because we'd love for you to hear that show. That's going to be an amazing show. Jason and I were talking about it earlier. So if some parts of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, we've made it so that if you want to start the ecosystem approach, all you have to do is listen every week, do the clearings at the end. In our fourth segment, we always do clearings based on the topic of the day.
Right.
And then subscribe to our email or our newsletter.
Right.
Our newsletter every week has clearings.
Yeah.
So that you can take it on your phone and look at those clearings all throughout the day. Do those clearings. And as you clearing is cumulative. So mm-hmm. the more you do it, the more you uncover.
Right.
The more you see about, in this case, your compulsions.
Right.
But you apply that to any topic that we've been having in the past or will have in the future. And you start to have this amazing this is the most valuable, the ecosystem approach is the most valuable self-help tool that you can use.
Well, and I want to say, you know, I sure wish I had had the radio show and the newsletter, because when I was traveling back and forth in BART when we lived in San Francisco,
oh, yeah.
I have to tell you, I would have loved that, because at the end of the day or the beginning of the day, if I had had something that was written out for me in such a way, oh, what a benefit that would have been.
Or in the middle of the day and you're taking a break, or all of a sudden your boss just came in and dumped on you, this is the best thing that you can do.
Exactly.
So this is how you get to our newsletter.
Okay.
Go to our website at www.livinglighter.org.
Okay.
Go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and email address. It's free.
Okay.
So is the show. It's free. It's recorded. You can do it every single week. That's the way to implement the ecosystem approach in your life.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I have to tell you, it is the most amazing thing I've ever done.
Truly. And
okay.
We want to share this with you. We want to share this with your audience. And come join us next week.
Okay.
We're gonna have a fun. It's an interesting topic. So
yes, it is. So if you, I just went blank, Jason.
So if we'll connect next week at Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Thank you.
And 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.